We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, talking with some members of the Manhattan Housing Authority here this morning. And we turn it over now to Kat Linder, who is going to tell us about some other things here going on. Let me check my notes here. Kat, you're going to talk about family unification vouchers. Is that right?
That's correct. And my, how important they are. So the family unification program is amazing. It specifically targets our audience of families who cannot reunite with children or are at imminent danger of losing their children because they do not have access to safe, decent, affordable housing. And so when individuals or families get into this situation, they can come to us. And an important side note, just quickly, is not all housing authorities have these vouchers. So it's amazing that we have these vouchers to serve our community. So when we get a referral or a family comes in and says that they are either not currently with their children or that they're at risk of losing their children, we can reach out to to either St. Francis or DCF and verify that the reason behind that is lack of housing, or at least adequate housing. And so once we verify that, we can help these families unite, which is why it's the Family Unification Program, and get them in a safe place so that they can have a full united family. So just so important. I couldn't imagine if my children were gone due to lack of housing or at risk of losing them, and how amazing this would be to serve myself if I were in that situation. So if anybody out there is listening or you know somebody who's in this situation, I would highly suggest you tell them to contact us. They can get on our website, call us, email, whatever it may be, to help them get these vouchers in their hands so that we can make sure that families are staying together, because that's vital. Especially in this day and age, right? So the other audience that these vouchers target is our foster youth. So if someone is between the ages of 18 and 24, so they have not reached their 25th birthday yet, so 24 and up is fine, they can receive one of these vouchers if they're aging out of foster care. There are some specifications there. They do need to be at risk of homelessness, but it doesn't mean they have to be on the streets right now. Homeless, of course, is obviously an option there, but if they're at risk. So if their income is below 30% of AMI, then we can also look at getting them housed with these special vouchers. They're also important for those aging out of foster care because we're going to ensure that they're going to work with an agency then to give them some specialty training, such as resume building, getting a good job in the community. And we offer that for a minimum of 18 months when they first receive their voucher so that we can ensure the youth is getting what they need to be successful in the community after getting a voucher. And so after that 18 months, they're kind of out there on their own and they can actually continue to use that voucher for another 18 months. So 36 total months. To get themselves in a position where they can either move forward and graduate the program, or we can offer them a regular housing choice voucher that doesn't have that FCC specialty there. Sorry for my tongue tie. And just make sure that they get the help they need. But the initial 36 months is really detailed and focused on getting them ready to be successful individuals in our community. What a wonderful program it is.
Absolutely. I know there's some stigmas here about housing choice, and you guys are working to break some of those.
Absolutely. This is a passion of mine, is trying to break the stigma of the term Section 8 or housing choice voucher now. One of them, of course, is just individuals seem to be looked down upon. And I just want to start with saying that we've all in our lives been in a position where we need some help. And so that's all this program is. It doesn't mean that the people utilizing it are lesser than us. So some of the things though that landlords or anybody out there may be interested in knowing is this program is highly watched over. It's HUD regulated. And so there are things that we do here at the Housing Authority to ensure and make that landlord feel safe in renting to somebody with a voucher. One of them is our housing quality standards inspection process. So we go out and actually inspect the property, and that's a benefit to both the landlord and the participant because we want to make sure that that unit is safe, decent, and sanitary. And then throughout the course of the tenancy, we also do an annual inspection. And if there's ever a concern in the middle of that annual, so in the interim of, we can do special inspections at the request of either the landlord or the tenant. The inspection is free to the landlord. We don't charge for that. And what we're looking for are just safety issues, so that there's locking doors. So we're not going in and nitpicking at landlord's property. We're going in and just making sure that doors lock, that the windows function properly so they have access to egress, they have access to hot water and AC and heat. So we're not going to nitpick at a property, and we do not charge for that. It's free of charge. And actually myself, I'm the person here in the office that handles the inspection. So if anybody's listening and you have questions, feel free to reach out to me via email, via phone, however you want to. Come on in. I'd be happy to sit down and just chat with some coffee and go over the process with any landlords out there.
All right. Everybody deserves a good roof over their head. That's the key here.
Absolutely. That's what we're looking for. And the other thing is with breaking the stigma is I try to, as the voucher director, to make sure that we are having effective and clear, seamless communication between the housing authority, the tenant, and the landlord, so that everyone is aware of what's going on, and so nobody's surprised by anything coming. So when I have a prospective new landlord, I am happy to sit down and have those one-on-one conversations with them and go over what we expect of both the tenant and the landlord so that nobody is shocked, like I said. The other thing is some people might think, I've heard before in the past that we've had that tenants with a voucher have destroyed a property and up and left. There's no penalties for them. And that is absolutely not true. We really need to break that right now. The tenant has a responsibility to take care of a property. In fact, I push this hard when I have my meetings with my tenants to take care of that property as if it's their own. Because one, the tenants are going to help break the stigma. And so I always tell them, if you have a bad meal, you're going to tell way more people than if you have a good meal. And so it's that positive versus negative. And so the more of the quality tenants I have out there, the better the stigma becomes. And so if a tenant does, and everyone has bad eggs, right? They don't have to have a voucher. Some people out there on the streets that can afford more than they need may be irresponsible in a rental. And so the incentive behind having a voucher in hand is if a tenant that is participating in our program, regardless of where they're at, not just with the Manhattan Housing Authority, if they leave a house in poor standing with the landlord, whether they broke the lease or had unauthorized people, drug use, or just destroyed the property, they do not get to keep their assistance. They do not get to use assistance HUD federally across the United States for a minimum of 3 years. So all housing authorities now communicate through one single program. We can see if they've received assistance anywhere federally. And then we reach out for a previous participation referral.
Okay. A lot of good information today. We appreciate it. Time is running out here on us. So I want to say thank you to Kat Linder, Linda Morse, and Aaron Estabrook here with Manhattan Housing Authority. And if you have any questions, mhaks.com is their website. So thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Brandon.
That's going to wrap up our show here for today. Coming up tomorrow, Bob Koppel will be on from Ascension Via Christi and Jim Jeanette from MATC.